Yeah, well, we watched Ophelia make landfall this morning near Emerald Isle in North Carolina, and it's been slowly making its way through eastern North Carolina. And we have seen a couple of tornado warnings with it, a lot of rain associated with it too. And we're probably going to continue to keep the rain and wind going here through the rest of the day. Looks like we're going to probably see another batch of heavy rain coming in late this afternoon into this evening. We still have a tornado threat across much of the region as we move on through the remainder of the day, too. We've seen a couple of tornado warnings down in eastern North Carolina with this, and we could see an isolated spin-up of a tornado as we move on through the rest of the day. We can easily see some wind gusts of over 40 at times as we move through the afternoon and this evening, and I think probably after midnight tonight, the winds will start to come down as the system kind of loses its tropical identity and kind of transitions to just a typical low pressure area. But until then, the winds are going to continue to be a factor through the remainder of the day. And of course, there could be some isolated power outages as a result of the strong winds bringing down some tree limbs and the possibility of some power lines as well.
You mentioned yesterday that this would have a tropical component to it, and it does have that feel to it when you're out there.
Yeah, it definitely does. It looks like we saw the transition yesterday evening from a potential tropical cyclone to a tropical cyclone when they basically classified this as a tropical storm. You know, it was out over the Gulf Stream long enough that it got winds up to 70 miles per hour. It's pulled back from that top wind speed there at 70. It's down to 65 now because it started to interact with land. Once you start bringing these tropical systems in, the friction of the land starts to weaken these systems as a result. And that's what we're seeing right now, the slow transition from a tropical system to a non-tropical system. And that should happen here for sure over the next 24 hours, as it looks like it's going to remain over land probably for the duration. We were thinking yesterday that it was probably going to kick out, somewhere off the Delaware coast and get, south of Long Island. But it looks like it's probably going to end up staying over land and actually slowing down some as it gets on up into Maryland and Delaware late tonight into tomorrow. So it may actually transition to a non-tropical system over land, over Delaware and Maryland, over the Delmarva Peninsula, then eventually get pushed on out into the Atlantic as it starts to interact with a cold front that is dropping southward. And that has the potential to bring us another round of showers in here Monday night into Tuesday with that next system.
Oh, okay. So you think, as far as today goes, that we're looking still later this afternoon and tonight with some more wind and rain?
Yeah, we're definitely looking that way. It's, we're looking at the radar right now. We can see the heavier rains are down south of I-64 right now in southeastern Virginia. We've seen some pretty decent rainfall amounts in eastern North Carolina and southeastern Virginia. Some places down there have already picked up over 6 inches of rain with this. And there are some flash flood warnings that are showing up down 95 as you make your way into eastern North Carolina. And we're also seeing a lot of power outages too. The numbers have come up over 100,000 with the power outages in eastern North Carolina and southern Virginia. And we're starting to throw some coastal flooding concerns in there too. We've seen the water rises on Chesapeake Bay and in some of these areas along the coast already. So, as we get toward high tide this evening, especially for areas in eastern Virginia, as you move on over toward the western side of Chesapeake Bay, there is going to be that chance that we will probably see another rise in the water with the potential for some storm surge in those spots.
Well, and like you said, we're looking possibly at some more rain this next week. So it's dry as it's been, it's all welcome.
Yeah, anything to knock down the drought that we have been dealing with as of late, especially in northern Virginia, where, right along the Potomac, especially on the upper waters of the Potomac, it has been relatively dry. We've seen that in the upper waters of the Rappahannock as well, this is going to bring some much needed water back into the river systems. I don't think that river flooding is a concern, but some urban and small stream flooding is definitely a possibility if those rainfall numbers, start to get up 4, 5, 6 inches in a short period of time. We could definitely see some flash flooding concerns in spots.